91.5 WMFO Medford.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Oh, very young, what will you leave us this time? You're only dancing on this earth for a short while. And though your dreams may toss and turn you now, they will vanish away like your daddy's best jeans, denim blue, fading up to the sky. And though you want them to last forever, you know he never will. You know he never will. And the patches make the goodbye harder still. Young, what will you leave us this time? There'll never be a better chance to change your mind. And if you want this world to see better days, will you carry the words of love with you? Will you ride the great white bird into heaven? And though you want to last forever, you know you never will. You know you never will. Goodbye makes the journey harder still. What will you leave us this time? You're only dancing on this earth for a short while. Oh, very young, what will you leave us this time?
This is what you call get your arse up time. And I hope you're going to get your arses up, because it's been a bit nippy of late. So just enjoy yourselves, let yourselves go, right? Because this is it, we're going off after this. I hope you like it. Goes something like this. One.
Thank you.
three of the boys. We're just three of the boys. Four of the boys. We're just four of the boys.
We'll be right back.
years ago. That's a long time ago. What's happening now? That's an interesting thing. Now, what is happening now? The Gene Genie! Getting rather frustrated with one thing and another. This is the solution.
Jerkus Circus, one of the boys, whatever else he had on there. It's the medley from What the Hoople. Was actually requested last week at the end of the show when I went, that's a 15-minute song, you know. And I remembered this week. Thought I'd play it for him. And I don't know if he's listening, whoever requested it, but there you go. The whole 15 minutes and 50 seconds medley live, Martha Hoople. For that, Cat Stevens, though very young, and of course we had the Rusted Bucket Band doing a great set. And you know the rest. Have a request, 855-915-9636. But I think we got things covered because there's some things I want to get to. like this cool song. Somebody asked for Wendy James, New Wave Flowered Up Main Street Acid Baby. What a title. And I have New Carvels NYC. I'm going to be playing a little bit off their new 7-inch album. What's it called? Late Night Heart. And I'm going to play the song Bitter Pill off side B. So check this out. It's Wendy James on MFO.
I'm shaking.
Standing anymore.
spanking new Carvel's NYC. My band has played with them down in New York City. They want to come up here to Boston, like in May, and do a show with us. So I'm looking for a venue for that, if anyone's listening. Has a spot for Carvel's New York City and the Thigh Scrapers to play. That would be a good show. We'll get it together somehow. And then she wants me to go down there and play with them again. Tight with those guys. And, oh yeah, you know who I have on the line? It's DJ. Hey, DJ.
Hey, what's going on, Brian? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, brother. I know we try to get you on the phone right after New Year because you do the New Year's predictions, but better late than never.
Dance.
Huh?
I know you got all those. You have all those bands in. It's hard to get in with you.
It's hard
so
to
busy.
Squeeze.
Yeah. Who do you have in today? Was that Jimmy Page?
It was the Rusted Bucket Band.
Oh, I got confused. I heard Jimmy Page. I don't know.
There was a little Jimmy Page in there. It was Pagey.
I heard Pixies. I don't know Page.
What was that? Did you just hawk a Louie?
No, I said I heard the Pixies.
Oh, I heard a noise that sounded like you were hawking a Louie.
I was exhaling, I guess.
Okay. So your predictions, you got some this year?
I've got predictions for the entire 20s decade. I'm going out on a limb, and I'm going for the whole decade.
Ooh, you Nostradamus?
Absolutely. My record on a yearly basis is so good, I've extended myself out 10 years.
Okay. Let's try it.
All right. I'll give you one right off the top. And you see, this is already happening, Brian, is Boston traffic. We're going to see an increase in gridlock. Monday through Friday is going to be rush hour from 6 o'clock in the morning till midnight.
It's already like that.
I know. It's going to be bumper-to-bumper traffic. And you'd think they would fix it. They're going to have all these proposals, tolls, ferries, monorails, express lanes. Nothing's going to happen. It's only going to get worse.
I kind of think they should have kept, you know, did the big dig, but kept that highway that went above it. So you had two highways.
That's a really good idea. I've never heard anybody say that. That is a really good
it's
idea.
It's too late now.
It's way too late now. Those could have been express lanes.
Right.
Maybe they should do that.
Well, they'd have to build over everything now.
Well, they can afford it. I'm going to tell you why. The stock market's going to be over 100,000. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will be over 100,000 by 2030.
Wow.
Yep. It's not too late to jump in.
With what?
With all your savings, I guess. I don't know. Whatever you've got to have.
With both
have
feet?
Skin in the game.
With both
say,
feet?
What?
Jump in with both feet.
Both feet, all the money you're making from those gigs.
Oh, man, I'm rolling in it.
I know. You get some a comp the burger and some fries, right?
You heard that one, huh?
I did. I know.
Sometimes you get a beer.
Yeah. Well, on the financial side, too, Bitcoin and some of those other cryptocurrencies, those are all going to be outlawed globally by governments and NGOs.
Outlawed, huh?
Yeah. It's not sustainable. Governments can't do it.
Right. What else you got? What about the rock and roll world?
Well, something outside rock and roll, I've got the first totally space-based war is going to take place.
The what?
First totally space-based war.
Okay.
There's going to be a war in space. There's going to be no loss of life, but there's going to be a lot of space debris.
Hmm. Kind of like that episode in Star Trek where, like...
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
That's right. How about this? iPhones are going to be... And smartphones are going to be replaced by body area networks called bands. You'll wear what you are, like glasses, watches, embedded electronics. Those will be your links to the internet.
Hmm. I think I'm going to go live on an island, become an ape man.
You'll be Gilligan on Gilligan's Island.
Those guys had it made, man. I love those those little shacks they had on Gilligan's Island. And did you notice they always sat for dinner and had great cocktails?
The professor seemed happy, right?
They were very happy. They brought a lot of stuff with them for that four-hour tour, a three-hour tour.
They're well taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Roaring Twenties from last century is going to be replaced next century with the Sexy Twenties.
You're kind of fuzzy today. Is there any reason for that? Can we clear that up somehow?
On the phone?
Yeah.
Maybe I could talk more straighter into it. Is that better?
Yeah, that does sound better.
My apologies.
No problem.
The Roaring Twenties are going to be replaced by the Sexy Twenties.
Okay, so people got to stop calling it the new Roaring Twenties?
Yeah, definitely, they will not be calling it the Roaring Twenties at the end. They'll be calling it the Sexy Twenties, where we're going to have sex bots dominating by the end of the decade.
Sex bots?
Yes, sir. If you remember, like in the 2000s, we had the internet. You probably got a high-speed connection to the information superhighway around the turn of the century.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe got a Facebook account or a MySpace account.
Yep.
And then last decade, you probably got like an iPhone or a smartphone, right?
Yep.
So this next decade, you're going to have
to... I'm going to get a girl that doesn't bitch at me?
Well, I didn't say a girl. I said a sex robot. You know, they're going to become ubiquitous. And the sexy 20s will be known for the emergence.
Maybe I'll get a hermaphrodite robot.
I don't... You know, you're going to... This is what's going to happen, Brian. You're going to get into the sex bot lifestyle center. So you'll go to it. It'll be like a Hooters massage parlor.
Wow.
And you'll go into the center. They'll take your order. You know, you'll put in the type of bot that you want. And imagine this. You go in there. This will bring, say, gender bending to a new level that we haven't seen. Transgender sex dolls, say, with detachable penises and...
What's that about detachable penises?
You'll go into this and you'll put your order in. You know, they'll have like transgender sex dolls with detachable penises alongside vaginas. And perhaps if you're a frequent client, maybe they'll just pull out one that you already have in your locker. So you'll just go in there and say, hey, I need my own personal sex doll.
Like at bars when people have their own mug.
Exactly the same concept. They'll bring your bot to your room, you'll do your thing, and then, you know, you'll be off to whatever else you're going to do.
I don't know, I mean, how clean are these bots going to be? You're sharing them with multiple people, right?
Well, that's why they've got the detachable penises. And
your own, yeah.
Yeah, so the bot might be the same, but you know, other areas of it may be detachable.
Detachable vagina for me?
Yes. Well, I don't want to. Whatever you're into, I don't care. I mean, yeah, they could have that.
Well, I don't want a used up one.
If it's your own, I mean, I don't know. It's really whatever you're into. I'm not making any judgments.
Yeah.
They'll be available for you.
Can you order one for your own home?
Well,
are you going? No, it sounds like you're talking about there's clubs you got to go to for this.
No, it's a lifestyle center, so it'd be like a massage parlor. It'll be very private. You'll go in the front of it, and there'll be, you know, it'll be like you put in your order, and then they take you to your room. Maybe they'll bring you a drink, or they'll bring you whatever, and then you're there, and then they'll bring over your bot. Whether it's yours or one that you've ordered, and then you've got your private room, and then you'll leave. But it's not a club; it's more like a doctor's appointment.
I'm thinking of writing a song, "Sex Bot," all about this.
Well, I hope I hear you going. I hope you're going. I hear you're going in and doing recording. I hope that you're going to record the song that I wrote for you.
I don't remember you writing a song for me.
You know, I wrote you a song. You don't remember it?
Do you still have it?
I do. Do you not remember the name of it?
No, what was it?
Cheers Down This Wall.
Cheers Down This Wall?
Tears. No, Tears.
Tears Down This Wall.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll send it to you.
Okay, cool.
Again.
Yeah, sorry, I don't remember.
Well, you're very polite, and you said it was a nice song. You just didn't think it was your shtick.
Yeah, it probably wasn't my cup of tea.
Exactly. So here's to 2020, Brian.
Yes, is that it?
That's it. I mean, I think that's enough. There's a lot of predictions there. It's going to be a great decade.
This sex bot thing kind of has me excited. I don't even think Marie would mind me doing a bot.
Oh, absolutely not. No, she doesn't mind you going to a doctor, does she?
Right.
Right. Oh, it's. I can't imagine that there'd be any jealousy at all. I can't. I mean, it's like going to McDonald's or something like that. There's no jealousy involved.
It's the sexy 20s.
That's right. That's exactly right.
All right, DJ. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure. I appreciate you taking my call. So I guess the next prediction will be in 2030.
No, come on. Yeah, you get a call more often than once a year.
I know. Well, you know, I do listen often, so I'll call more often.
Yeah, call and say hi and give us maybe a story or something and tell us what you're up to.
Sounds good. You know, I was thinking when you're playing that neighborhood's cover of Walking the Dog.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember you did the show with when there was the Aerosmith and Jay Giles had a concert, and so you did half the show you did Jay Giles and half the show you did Aerosmith. That was a great show.
I don't remember.
You don't remember that?
No.
Oh my God, you're kidding me. You don't remember that?
Do you know I've been doing this for 12 years, like every Saturday?
I know.
I can't remember everything. I can't even remember what I ate last night.
How about the saucy Aussie? You remember that, right?
Vaguely. It's a blur.
You know what? Marie may get a little bit jealous of your sex bot. Looks like a certain Aussie import.
Somebody asked me, so did I show the saucy Aussie around Boston? I said, I showed her the Motel 6.
I'm sure she's happy with that. I'm sure that was fine.
I kind of booted her back to Australia. She was crying. I'm not a bad guy for everyone listening, but she sent me fake photos of herself, so she wasn't as good looking as the pictures that she sent me. You know, they were obviously not her, and she she was just a total nut.
She was crazy. Don't you remember she went all crazy on you on social media?
Yeah. She was nuts.
Oh, she was nuts.
Good riddance.
Well, Brian, I appreciate you taking my phone call and the predictions.
All right. I got your song queued up here.
Oh, sounds good. I certainly appreciate that. You know what? I want to hear Funhouse by Iggy Pop. I know you played some Iggy Pop earlier, which is unbelievable, but maybe next week I'll call in for that request.
Well, you know what? I still got to do the Boston Groupie News. So maybe next week?
Next week, absolutely. Yes, sir.
Remind me.
I will.
Okay.
Thanks for taking my call, Brian.
Okay. Thank you, DJ. My pleasure.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I woke up this morning with a bad hangover, and my penis was missing again. This happens all the time, it's detachable. This comes in handy a lot of the time. I can leave it home when I think it's going to get me in trouble, or I can rent it out when I don't need it. But now and then I go to a party, get drunk, and the next morning I can't, for the life of me, remember what I did with it. First I looked around my apartment and I couldn't find it, so I called up the place where the party was. They hadn't seen it either. I asked them to check the medicine cabinet, cause for some reason I leave it there sometimes, but not this time. So I told them if it pops up to let me know. I called a few people who were at the party, but they were no help either. I was starting to get desperate. I really don't like being without my penis for too long. It makes me feel like less of a man, and I really hate having to sit down every time I take a leak. After a few hours of searching the house and calling everyone I could think of, I was starting to get very depressed, so I went to the Kiev and ate breakfast. Then as I walked down 2nd Avenue towards St. Mark's Place, where all those people sell used books and other junk on the street, I saw my penis lying on a blanket next to a broken toaster oven. Some guy was selling it. I had to buy it off him. He wanted 22 bucks, but I talked him down to 17. I took it home, washed it off, and put it back on. I was happy again, complete. People sometimes tell me I should get it permanently attached, but I don't know. Even though sometimes it's a pain in the ass, I like having a detachable penis.
I didn't forget the Boston Groupie News Report. It's just going on late. And I also got to throw a few Ramon songs together at the end of this show just to say I had the block. Stuffed a lot into this show, you know. Put a lot of work into this. Hey! Saturday the 25th, the high-end Watts, Justine and the Unclean are at the Square Root. The Chelsea Curve, Speed Fossil and Fire King are at Sally O'Brien's tonight. Sky Tigers, The Only Things, Sonic Libido, Threat Level Burgundy are at the Worthen House in Lowell tonight. The Rats, Sonorous Rising, Rockin' Bob's Punk Band and T-Rec at 33 Golden Street, New London, Connecticut. Ooh, that's a faraway one. If you're in Connecticut, Monday, Il Mostro, Between Skies, and Silver Screams are at Charlie's Kitchen. And, you know, there's a lot more stuff here. You can check it out yourself, bostongroupienews.com. And why don't we hear, we'll play a couple bands that I mentioned there. How about some Watts? And we'll end the show with Ramon's Block, okay? Okay. MFO!
Tonight, all the drunk rockers come from miles around. Oh, that dirty truck is at the Abbey Lounge. Don't would your parents like to meet? I've got a nice car, 9 to 5, and I keep myself neat. What it is that they don't know, I like to go where all the lovers don't go. They don't know how I like to get my kicks. I'll do anything for them blood red lips. I got demons that come out late at night. I've been at it so long, I can't win the fight. Tied up, tied down, whip across the back. I love it when you pay me back and you roll with it, baby, and you scratch my itch. I'll do anything for them blood red lips. I'll do anything for them blood red lips. Kiss me now.
Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Watch your baby smile again. You're in the room.
airplane so no one could see. We need change and we need it fast, before rock's just part of the past. 'Cause lately it all sounds the same to me.
The end of a beautiful show. I was really digging it, and went a little off from what we usually play here on a Crash Course for the Ravers. Something a little lighter with the band, but I'm a big Cat Stevens fan, though. You know, I love that. And then they played Pixies. Great. So, what are the last songs we've heard? After Detachable Penis by King Missile, we heard Watt's Flash of White Light, the high-end Blood Red Lips, and then a small Ramones block, two songs, Ramones Sleepin' Troubles demo, and You Remember Rock and Roll Radio demo. And we'll make up for it next week. Play some more Ramones songs for the Ramones block. We had a lot to do. We had thank you, DJ. Thank you, Rusted Bucket Band. Thank you, my listeners. Next week, Modern Day Idols. So come on back for that. And stick around now. Vin Magazzini is in the house. And Acoustic Sailing is next. On 91.5 WMFO. Hey,
see ya!